Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. You did a great welcome.
I know. I've been practicing it, actually.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Welcome back. It's fun with... I always want to say fun with flags, you know. But we're not fun with flags. It's fun with Sarah and Dave. We've got lots to go over this week. I am so excited. It is our anniversary today. We have been married for 20 years.
And we ran out of things to do, so we're doing a Tuesday night podcast.
Yeah, well, yeah, we were real exciting and pretty much worked out, went to lunch, spent some time together, and...
And by spending time together, we went to Target.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of stuff for our dogs.
Oh, yes, we did. They have pet supplies. $10 off of $40 and I think $15 off of $65.
Yeah. We got them dog cookies.
Yes, from Three Dog Bakery, cool. Which we miss that place so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, they're based out of Missouri.
Well, I knew that they were Kansas City based. There were two of them in Omaha, and they both closed. So, just in case you couldn't tell, I am Sarah, and this is my wonderful husband of 20 years now.
Yeah, Dave. I think we have a strong possibility of making it to 21.
This morning, I wasn't real sure I wanted to officially say it was 20.
Yeah, well, you're kind of vested now.
Well, trust me, there's occasional things where I run through ways where I could murder you, where it would look like an accident. Okay, so I have to tell you. Wasn't yesterday? They're all blurring together. Maybe it was Sunday.
Sunday. It's Tuesday.
I know. Okay. So we're sitting in the car and we're talking about this upcoming 5K that we have. Oh no, Sunday, because we were on 85. And everybody knows, at least in my family, that I have not been running up to the standard of which I previously have run, okay?
Neither am I.
Okay, well, we're not counting on you with yours. So, I told Dave that I was going to run a 30-minute 5K. Okay, folks, I'm not even running for like 10 minutes straight at this point, right?
You've made it up to what, 6? 7?
I think not even 6 minutes straight, I don't think. So
okay.
Maybe 5 minutes straight.
Okay, so really, when you say I haven't made it to 10, that's like double like what you made it to. So that's kind of misleading already.
So anyways, I had just taken a drink of my drink, and I start laughing so hard, like I started cracking myself up. I'm driving, and I'm trying not to like spit out my drink all over my relatively new car, and finally I settled myself down enough to do it. But yes, the 30-minute 5K had me dying laughing. I mean, my fastest 5K I think is only like 27-ish minutes, you guys, so I'm not blazing fast.
But you've run a half marathon at the pace that would get you under 30 minutes for a 5K.
I know I have,
just not recently.
I know.
I mean, and I'm nowhere
I told
near
you,
what
when
I
we th- moved to Ohio. The Air Force one. Better training weather.
Okay.
Of course, they are 90 degrees today, but we were over 100
today.
That's
good. So you need to, you know, train.
I am. I ran yesterday. Yeah. I worked out today. And I might run again tomorrow. We'll see.
Wow.
I know. I'm slowly picking back up.
Yeah.
It's getting better. I mean, finally so much my inflammation's gone down. It's not like I'm, you know, dying during a workout, like where I have a hard time even... like doing normal stuff, so
that's good.
I know. So we need to talk about my event on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Anybody who watched the news or are Facebook friends with us, they could see the news segment they had on me on Friday. We also do have it saved on DVR as well.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. And, of course, I always feel like I look terrible.
Oh, you look great.
Well, I know. Well, I would hope you think I look great just about any time.
I know you look great. Yeah.
So, but it was a lot of fun. We got to meet some fun new people. We got a cute little origami owl necklace. along with my nice, you know, new haircut. Well, I mean, it's not that new. It's just I needed to cut several inches off. And highlights and my nice new glasses. I love my glasses. Met yeah. some new people, great people.
I was happy that, you know, when you tried on the, well, first just the everyday glasses, but then the, that you got yourself a nice pair of sunglasses. Will you run with those sunglasses? Will you, like, work out outside with those, or do you want to get a different pair for that?
I don't know.
For all the training that you're going to do to get under. You know, we're...
Minimal outside.
We're 7.5 weeks out.
I know.
According to my training plan.
I mean, I could run... Well, okay, I could for sure walk the 5K, but run walk.
Which training plan are you using?
The Sarah Lee's training plan.
Okay, I'm using the Hal Higdon intermediate 8-week plan.
I knew it was intermediate when they're talking about you running 5 miles, and I'm like, yep, nope.
No,
I could do a couch to 5K plan.
5 miles this Sunday. No, I go up to 8.
Yeah.
But that's...
Well, it's a good base.
Well, David and I have the half marathon on my birthday.
Yes, that'll be exciting.
I mean, it was just, but I got so slow. Well, first from the beatus, and then second from like doing the half Ironman. Like everything was so slow.
And it's hard to incorporate the speed training, and it's hard to incorporate lifting and stuff.
Yeah. So, speaking of my birthday, so with my math, I see that next month. I can say next month now. I will have a 40-year-old sibling.
Oh, yeah, she 40 is
years
a
old.
September birthday.
No.
Not September, November.
Yeah, November,
sorry. Going
Sarah.
Backwards.
Yeah, next month. It didn't happen last month.
Your grandma's in September.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. My
She's
almost
the 16th, right? No, not the
14th.
16th. The 14th. Yeah. She is the 14th.
Yeah, my almost 40-year-old sister who still prefers to tattle on me.
You just be quiet. You were a jerk.
No, no.
You were not nice.
I'm a realist.
No, no. You were just... Sometimes Dave gets a little more rude because he wants to be direct. And he might or might not have done that to anger me last night / this morning.
Both?
Well, it kind of carried over. And you have to admit it kind of did.
I don't know.
But you know what? He is a good husband and a wonderful man, and he did apologize for his wrongdoing.
I did. You haven't yet for yours, but...
Still, I don't know what I did other than, well, like, gave you some grace
we'll
on that one.
We'll have to chat about that one. Later, not now.
Yeah, we're not airing the grievances. This is not Festivus.
That's what we should have done. We should have watched a bunch of Seinfeld.
Oh, well, we still can. We have a lot of time before we have to go pick up Sunski
number
two.
We don't
know
what to do when they're not around.
Well, see, here's the problem. We can't watch the majority of our shows because all of us aren't here, and somebody doesn't want us to not watch them. We're very limited on when we can watch programs, but then there are certain nights where everybody's together, and it's football nights, and we have to watch football.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to be kid-free without our friends Bill and Susan to watch the Ohio State game on Saturday. We're slightly bummed. Like, we don't have... Yeah. The kids aren't home. It's just going to be us watching the game.
I'm not even that amped up for this. Last week I was because, like, oh, man, it's going to be a
like
good
Nebraska,
one. Like, Nebraska's going to do what they're supposed to do, and they get this freaking blowout, like, 3 minutes into the game.
You know what, though? I still love my Huskers.
A lot of people do. I mean, no matter how bad they are, they follow their team.
No, they're not yet.
I was the same way. Hey, sweet. Yeah, for our anniversary, we both got the Salute to Service Cleveland Browns hoodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very excited. And I did get a couple of breast cancer shirts. They're super cute.
I did, too. I got one on the way.
Yes. It's just slow.
The beard one. Yeah, like
everybody
2 weeks
loves
slow.
Dave's shirt on Saturday. The Real Men Wear Pink. It's just a black shirt with that, like, bright pink on it.
Yeah.
And it's just an Under Armour shirt, and everybody was like, I love your shirt.
Got it for $7 on eBay.
You're a savvy eBay shopper.
Yeah, that's where I got your Salute to Service hoodie.
Because I liked last year's better than this year's anyways.
Yeah, I want to, man, when I told, you should have seen Isaac light up when I told him how you got one. Because he was like, first, he's like, so... If it's for mom, can, like, the whole family share it? And I'm like, dude, first it's the female cut. He looks at me, he's like, Dad, you need one too.
Yeah, see, the problem is I'm almost wider than what Dave is. Well, I am wider right now because of my heaviness, but even my thinner frame, I'm not that much thinner than you, just because I'm not a normal lady size. Yeah. Like, even at my thinnest, my bone structure is larger. I am big boned. And that's okay. I know.
No comment.
I know all the things that are running through your head.
Nope. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. We listened to a podcast today.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And Dave loves the Triathlon Taryn podcast. And it is actually relatively entertaining. His wife usually is in there. I like how they call her NTK, and she's no triathlon Kim.
Yes.
Which would be right up my alley as well. Not that I don't love working out, but nope.
You up the ante that you'll do like half Ironman Ohio, oh man, I will live in USA Jobs.
We will do. No, we are going to actually try to get up and do a stay overnight at least this fall/early winter.
We're doing
Dayton overnight.
We're doing Thanksgiving for sure.
I know. Probably on the way home.
You want to do it on the way there or on the way home?
Well, we have that race on that Saturday, and if we're going to go to the Browns game on that Sunday, they wouldn't leave us very much time.
Oh, yes.
So we'd either have to not do the Browns game or...
Oh, we have the race and then... Okay.
The race is that week before on that Saturday, yes.
Okay. Are you sure that's what Browns game it is? I'm going to look while you talk about what you thought about the podcast.
Okay, so anyways, they have, and actually, funny enough, her podcaster, and what was her, what was her name? Shannon. Was her name Shannon? No, I'm going to have to go look. Oh, goodness gracious, what is her name? Steph Lowe. She's Australian. And she was talking about athletes and especially endurance athletes, but more and more research is coming back to the, really and honestly, so many people make carbs the enemy. They also make fats the enemy, when it's really actually a lot of time, you know, when you listen to, like, say, when my kids are both telling a story, a lot of times I'll hear, I know it's something right in the middle. And that's kind of what she has, is a, a lower carbohydrate and, a little more fat, moderate healthy fats is what she calls it, like healthy fats. So it's things like having things like saturated fat, but with like coconut oil, because coconut oil and coconut in general offer so many different health benefits, and some of the other different oils and stuff that are healthy in moderation. But then she also talked about, the carbohydrates. Like, we don't need to be having as many grains as so many people think that we do. We don't need to be having sugars as much as we do, even as an endurance athlete. And she talked about training the body and actually letting the body be able to use fat to burn more effectively. Super interesting. But then she really went into talking about figuring out your gut, because the gut is really, more and more people will tell you it, the gut is pretty much the link to so much of your well-being. If you get out of balance, I mean, the inflammation that can happen and the things that can, domino effect can be astronomical. And sometimes you don't know that it's not right until you have many things going on. And that's kind of what happened to me. I was doing a probiotic, but things were already so off balance, it created it to be worse because I was feeding unhealthy bacteria. And that's what created more and more inflammation and, oh my gosh, the fatigue, the brain fog, everything else between all the inflammation that was originally there got worse. And once we got rid of the source of the inflammation, then it was just a matter of letting the gut heal. And I'm still in that process. So I am going to get my gut bacteria tested to kind of just make sure I'm a little more balanced and see what else we need to do to plan around. But, you know, she says, you know, the couple hundred bucks that you might have to pay, depending on your insurance, to get that taken care of, the amount of health and wellness benefits is well worth the small cost that you will pay to keep yourself running efficiently, whether you're an athlete or a non-athlete. Just so much of our stuff, I'm watching so many people stress out and have anxiety. I mean, everybody's going to naturally have some, but it gets worse when your gut is unbalanced, and those stressors will actually create more unbalancedness-ish in your gut. So Dave really finally, I think, understood more about what I've been talking about and going with. I mean, she even talked about it making a difference with your insulin and your blood sugar. And that's for normal people, of course, but it falls in the same thing with a type 1.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get some of that testing done pretty soon. Actually, I'll end up getting it done first out of all of us.
Probably. I can pretty easily get somebody to order it for me.
Yeah, so that's good. I need all the help I can get to keep up with your goal 5K time.
I know. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is a lot of time, I mean, we're going to have the kids get tested just so then we can know the balance and try to teach them how to, you know, check every so often to make sure things are still balanced before things start going wrong. And, you know, it's all such an interesting science, and so often people are trying to prove extremes when a lot of times it's really just somewhere in the middle, like where, you know, eating more real natural foods. And don't get me wrong, like, you know, she talked about one ingredients, but, you know, if you need to go frozen or canned foods with really no additives, really, there's nothing wrong with those, because sometimes that fits into your budget better. But learning how to shop and learning how to eat just simple things and keeping things simple can make a huge impact. So.
Right. Yeah, you do a good job with that. I mean, that takes a lot of time and knowledge to be able to do that.
But it doesn't. I think it just takes a little nudging of understanding. Okay, here's what I need. I need to have more fruits and vegetables. Okay, here's a couple of ideas to start running with. And then it's just playing with flavors.
You know, for me, I'm especially because I can tell you what my blood sugars look like, you know, dating back, you know, a couple of years, like to the minute. So now, like I don't drink that much Mountain Dew anymore, like at all, really.
Well, I mean, we just,
and there's a bunch of stuff. I mean, I'll like in moderation here and there. Like if we get a drink at a restaurant, like I'll get a sip or two of Mountain Dew, but that's good enough. Like I don't need to get like a 2-liter and bring it home or anything like that.
Well, and that's where I'm just wanting, like, I don't ever think that we need to just totally cut certain things out all the way, unless they're, I mean, totally, like, just, like horrible. But I think that more of us need to just be aware and thinking about these things, because, first off, I don't think some of these box foods take less time to make the dinner.
Right.
There's a lot of times where I'm making dinner in less than 30 minutes. And there's, I mean,
you're pretty good at it.
I mean, there's nothing coming out of a box or a bag other than, say, maybe a rice or, you know, something like that when I do that. So it just takes a couple of questions, and it takes doctors being willing to give some ideas, I think, because so many doctors are just ready to medicate you and not actually look at your whole body wellness. So I think it's a little bit of a problem, you know. So,
right. So I enjoyed listening to that one, and I like listening to it from the, you know, from the perspective of like an endurance athlete, and then to see, you know, like now I'll start listening to more like the nutrition type stuff. So that's going to be kind of like one of our new hobbies, is listening to that stuff together and then talking about it. Because we have our own podcasts and stuff that we listen to. But now I think we have one to where, like, you know, now we have, like, I mean, I look, there's a ton of episodes of the one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've got a few that I'm going to listen to. I'm going to listen to one on the way to work tomorrow. And then, you know, we can talk about those, so then we won't run out of things to talk about.
Well, generally we don't run out of things to talk about. It's just finding the balance of sitting quietly with each other and doing our own thing in the same room. and not, and then not being annoyed with each other.
Yeah, because I want to, especially after, like, I learned a lot, you know, hearing about last weekend with Iron Man Chattanooga, like the full Iron Man, not the half that I did earlier this year. And it was, I mean, it was freaking hot. And, like, I want to be able to do a full Iron Man, but I don't want to be able to barely do it. I want to be able to somewhat comfortably do it.
Master, if you will. I mean, not to be like an age group winner, but you're finishing well.
Yeah, that's why we're set up. Like, okay, so in November, you know, I'll do the 5K because I need to get back to having some speed. And then February 16th from there, I want to be able to do that half marathon at close to that same pace and build back some speed. And then from there, and I will end up doing one Olympic distance triathlon next year. Like, not a 70.3.
Though you keep thinking about it.
Yeah, but none of the... Like, none of the...
We need to just get through David's, summer.
Like, he's going to do quite a few races next year, and he's going to make his bid to get on, like, Team USA and get to the Duathlon World Championship, and I think we're gonna be close.
You know what? He just needs to keep doing the work.
Yeah. It's nice.
Cause and he needs to keep his grades up.
I mean, he and Isaac are both doing things that they really enjoy now. So that's good. And they're doing a good job. I mean, he just cleaned the bathroom. I mean, he needed like three reminders for things to do. But, you know, he does a good job, you know, got his stuff ready for, you know, going from cross country to homecoming on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then the band, like, they can't go to homecoming because they scheduled a big band thing.
Yeah, they have a band competition.
That's kinda weird.
And that's beyond me. I'm a little bit annoyed with that. I, like, you know when homecoming is. It's not a surprise to you. And so why would you even put yourselves in for that competition? Why not do a different one? And that's really, like, those kids are getting shortchanged because, I mean, yeah, they might offer a dance for them later, but that's not with the rest of the school. And, I mean, they're all going to do it, and they're going to do it fine. But there's probably plenty of those kids that would have rather.
Yeah, like I was asking Isaac, like, for the boys, they only do it for seniors. But, like, there's a kid in the band that's on the homecoming court that's not able to go to homecoming because he has to do his band thing.
I know.
It's like, man, that's kind of weird.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
And it's not like the competition's 30 or 40 minutes away where he can do both.
Right.
It's nearly 2 hours. Yeah. Because, I mean, heaven forbid we have things, like, close to us.
Because we're going to drive how far to do cross country Saturday?
Nearly 3 hours by the time we park.
One way,
yes. Yeah. We do like this race, though. This is a fun course. We get to do this course 3 times during the season. But, you know, yeah. We have moments left with the boys, though, so we're going to enjoy the extra travel and things. We went to Six Flags for just a little bit on Sunday and enjoyed that.
Yeah, it ended up being nice. We got I kind of cut you off. So, we had, like the satellite radio to go through the football games. I took us in a wild goose chase to go to a Chipotle that was out of, like, half of their menu.
That was so funny. Poor things. You know what happened? Their freezer went out.
Yeah, she was saying that. And it was the day that they didn't, like, have, where they couldn't.
Well, at least they didn't lose all that food spoilage, because, I mean, that's money lost.
Yeah.
You know?
So it was good. We got to try a bunch of different toppings on burritos.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
That was after Saturday, doing all the kids stuff and all that. And then watching the game Saturday night.
Well, yeah, we had David's cross country meet first thing in the morning, then my thing, and then my tickled pink thing, and then we got to watch the Ohio State game in the evening, and then got up and went ahead and went to Six Flags. We needed to pick up our passes so we could get our free parking. And it was a great time, but it was hot, and we're excited to have it soon start cooling off so we can go a little easier.
I mean, it's only October, so naturally, when we look today, the heat index is like 103.
Yeah, and it's 7:18 p.m., and it's 88 degrees still.
Yeah, so I don't really get that.
I know. So, I feel like I'm missing one other thing we wanted to talk about.
Let's see. We did the anniversary stuff. We did
how I was annoyed with you.
Yeah, you don't have to keep bringing that up.
You know what? We're still married, and I still like you.
Yeah.
I love you, too.
I love you as well.
But I have to choose
to like we could talk about our card exchange. The cards that we saw.
Yeah, we had a grand old time. Like, we don't buy each other cards at this point anymore because, like, 70 of them are like $4 and $5. It's like, and then you feel guilty for throwing them away, right? So we just go into the card section and find a card for each other and say, here you go. We read it, we enjoy it, and then we put it back.
That was one of the highlights of my day.
Yeah, and then we found some fun random ones, too.
Oh, the toast one?
Yes.
That one was great.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I want to grow mold with you. There were people, I think, across the aisle that were, like, wondering why I was laughing so hard.
That's okay.
You know what? I'm going to enjoy the funny things.
Yes. Yeah, that was...
And the fun stuff. You know, I'd love to have some fun.
So it sounds like, yeah, like Saturday. Man, we're going to be able to listen to some podcasts on the way there.
We can.
Yeah, we're going
to
have
a good old time. In lieu of talking to each other.
I got to figure out, like, now, like, this... Like, I'm supposed to do, like, my big mileage. Well, I mean, it's not that much, but, like, on Saturday and Sunday, I might switch and do Friday, Saturday or whatever, but...
Yeah, we'll for see. This first week. I know.
I don't want to do it all on the treadmill either. That's not gonna
well,
help.
Yeah, Saturday, we just won't be home until probably like 2 or so.
Yeah, and it won't have cooled off yet. It's still supposed to be in
I think it's supposed to be in the like 92 or 93, so.
Yeah, because it's only going to be, you know, the first part of it.
And it is only October.
No, it's 94, dear. After 98 and 97 before.
You guys, this is ridiculous. But in Ohio, it was like 90 today. And so people were complaining, you know, it was October 1st, but it's only a couple days for them. Like, well, we have not had a break.
Look at that. Like, in Dayton, what I like
today
to call
the last day.
The wishful thinking section of my weather app. 94 tomorrow, and then 89 is a high Thursday. Yeah, but then by Friday, a high of 68.
Oh,
like
60s. I
doubt we'll see a high in the 60s until November.
At least November.
Yeah, it's not going to happen in October. Maybe.
You might get a random day. I know. You know, it was funny. We never thought we would miss the actual four seasons. But, you know, we've said...
Three seasons would be good for me.
I know you don't love winter. But there's so much more that you can do with winter, though. And it's way shorter. Like, summer here is really... I mean, it's 6 to 8 months out of the year, depending on how you want to consider summer temperature, you know?
Or more.
Well, sometimes, yes. And so, I mean, it gets so hot. Like, with cold, at least, you can add extra clothes to layer to stay warm enough, generally. Unless you're like, you know, Arctic type temperatures, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the big difference, really. So, I don't know. Well, what are you, do you think we're missing anything, babe?
Now, what time are we picking up?
Well, the parade didn't start until 7.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why I said, man, we need to do something to fill the time because we don't have much extra time.
Right.
To do a ton, but we had enough time to be able to enjoy our podcast and actually get some extra chatting time on our 20th anniversary.
Yeah, we can go. I mean, they've got food trucks and stuff there, but, I mean, it's still 90 degrees.
It is 88, and we did just eat dinner, so unless they have, like, ice cream or other gluten-free goodies.
94 here at 723.
And October. The sun is down, people.
Yeah.
Oh, but I am... so excited to just bring this podcast to everybody. I think we've redeemed ourselves after last time. What do you think?
Yes.
You know, I was off my game. It's okay.
Yeah, that's good. You're there. You're back in business.
I'm back in business. I'm back. Yeah. I'm back. I'm excited. Yeah. Bible study tomorrow. I get to have lunch with my one of my teammates, who's one of my newest directors.
Thursday, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And then...
Like a rock star.
I know, and I have a chiropractor appointment. Looking forward to that. I got mad at Isaac and tensed up my body and been a little sore ever since. Yeah, yeah, I have a problem.
Don't do that.
I don't know. I don't know if it was what... Well, you know what? He shouldn't, like, get so upset about projects.
Yeah.
He's going to get there. By the time he's an adult, because we've really
I'd say,
poured
like,
in.
From judging by where I'm at and all that, I think he's going to be set. Because he's pretty advanced.
Earlier, at least.
Like mid,
maybe 50.
Mid-40s. Mid-40s. Mid to late 40s, and he'll be good.
Whatever. You were mostly good. Like,
really?
Plenty long ago.
Really? Okay, good. Yeah, then I don't have to work anymore.
No, you do have to keep working. But that's a nice try. If you're not constantly getting better, you're dying.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So we're going to keep working to be better. I really like how you finally bought into the nutrition stuff.
Yeah. Well, you, yeah.
Thanks
like,
to Triathlon Taren. I'm going to have to tell... That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to review his podcast and tell him thank you.
That's good. Yeah. So you got to meet my my new endocrinologist yesterday?
Yes.
And you were...
He's a very pleasant
pretty
fellow.
Happy. Yeah, he gets it. I can see why, like... You either love the guy, or you're like, dude, I'm getting another
doctor.
He's
very direct, and he yeah. wants you to follow the rules with
I wore my... I have type 1 diabetes
yeah,
bracelet.
We're going to have to figure out something that you can wear with everything.
He keeps telling me to get a tattoo.
You can. I mean, it's just they need to know. Like, well, that's what their stickers and stuff to know that there's special needs, like for cars that you can put on, like if you're ever in a car accident or something.
Yeah, so I would tell you that the majority of the general population, maybe that's because, you know, we've chosen to currently live in Alabama. But if I had a thing that said, like, I have type 1 diabetes and somebody saw me, like, passed out, like, I'm pretty sure they'd try to give me, like, insulin. Oh, diabetes, insulin. So
I don't think they would know what to do.
Right.
And that's what, I mean, like, so the ID bracelet really only applies to be helpful for medical professionals because they know what needs to be done and they'll check your blood sugar right away.
Yeah, maybe but, I should get like the seatbelt thing or whatever. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, no, but it wouldn't hurt to have one in each of the seatbelts.
Yeah, or put it like as the background on my phone or whatever.
Yeah, well, they might not check that. Like if you were to get in a car accident, that goes flying, you know? So it's good to have it on the seatbelt or, and that's why it's good to have it on your body. I know you don't always like wearing a lot of jewelry.
I wear my wedding ring.
I know
ring.
You wear your wedding.
Yeah.
And you wear your Apple Watch, but that's for blood sugar.
Yeah.
So I'm sure once they had the, you know, look at you, they would find, you know, your sensor and pod and stuff.
Yeah.
But anywho. All right, folks. This has been great. I can't wait to come with another one here again soon.
Yeah, we're going to be listening to a lot of other podcasts and getting ideas, and we know we're... I mean, we're going to take off.
We're still
shortly.
Refining.
Oh, yeah.
We're still refining.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
it.
We're sticking with it.
Yeah, just like our marriage.
Like I said, you're vested now.
Yeah, I put in way too much work to give up now.
Yeah.
Really and honestly. We've gone through some crazy life changes and... Seriously, we have. I mean, you think about where we started and where we've come. Sometimes I wonder how the heck we even got married in the first place.
Oh, I knew it. I remember the night when we were like 16 years old and I like called in sick from work talking to you. And it was like the interview process because I, you know, there were certain things like that I had observed that I didn't want to, you know, deal with. And you were like, you were the one. Like I knew it. I was 16. I knew it. I knew we'd be celebrating our 20th anniversary. Buying each other Cleveland Browns apparel and looking at but not purchasing cards. I knew it. Not that far, but I knew
it. I was going to say, not quite to that detail, I'm sure, either.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we've been married, even when you annoy me.
Yeah. Thankfully, you never annoy me.
Never.
Never emotional.
Not
one bit.
Whatever. No. You know what? We're going to argue. We are two very individual people.
Individual people.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
We're each our own person. Like, very different.
Yeah. And we're not to, like, the old set in our ways yet, though.
No. Well, there's just certain things that, and I understand why people get set in their ways. There's certain things that, especially when it's your core being, you either have to take it or leave it to a degree. Like, it's not something that's, like, a changeable type thing.
Yeah.
And so, I get it. You know, you just kind of have your routine and stuff, but I like to try new things, so I'm not sure how set in my ways I'll really truly be. You know, we like to do fun stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot of, you know, a lot to look forward to. Man, that's, like, it was crazy on Sunday signing David up for, you know, like, his...
The duathlon?
Like biggest race ever. It's like, dude, you're going to be a senior in high school.
Like, well, yeah. Technically, since the school year will be done.
Yeah.
And he'll be 17 already.
Yeah.
He'll almost be a legal adult.
Yeah, he's going to tear it up in the Air Force.
I know.
He really is.
It'll surprise me if both of them don't. And sometimes I selfishly hope they only do 6 years and then move close to us, but we'll see. Well,
I think, we can...
We can only hope. God knows.
Yeah. Being here is a good thing that's kind of gotten them to where it's like, all right, I've experienced, you know, different environments, and this is not what I want.
This is not what we want long term.
Yeah. Like, professionally, it's good, but that's not...
Well, to some degree, yes. Yeah. No, it's not. But you know what? Again, we had to come through this and do this before we knew what we really valued and wanted. So...
Yeah, that's crazy, because it's like this house costs like 2.5 times as much as our last house. And like for me, like I